This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
As Malaysia is taking further strides in embracing Industry 4.0, the ultimate enabler for this autonomous functionality will be fast data, the capability of machines to process and analyze vast amounts of information in real time. Micron Technologies are one of the giants in the memory and storage industry, with its center of excellence for SSD, which is currently being built in Penang. The opportunity now finally meets our growth ambition. And this is my chat with the CEO of Micron Technology, Sanjay Mehrotra, while he was in Penang to talk about the future of this sector. And we started by looking back at the decade. Since 2010, there has been a surge of new technologies and adoption. What's changed in this decade and what was the trigger point?
You're absolutely right. I like to say these are the best times ever in my 40 years that I have been in this industry for memory and storage within semiconductors. These are really the best times ever. The reason is because, like you noted, when the industry had started, initial applications, for example, for DRAM were PCs. Later on, it was PC and mobile phones. Similarly, for NAND flash, applications were digital cameras, USB flash drives, and later on phones. But today, end markets have really diversified. And each of these end markets is very, very large. These are mega markets. The markets today are not only about PCs and smartphones. These are also about data center, about cloud, about automotive, about networking, about gaming. So these are really multiple mega markets that have grown over the course of last few years, and memory and storage is becoming essential to these applications. Look at your smartphones. In order to have the rich digital lifestyle, you need more flash memory in it to enjoy the benefit of all the rich pictures that multiple cameras in the phone today enable, the rich videos that they enable, all the content that you're able to play. When you work with many applications on your phone, you need more DRAM inside the phone as well. That's just one example, right? You look at automotive markets, driver assist features require more DRAM, they require more flash storage. And the autonomous vehicles of the future, they will be like data center on wheels, right? So what's exciting is that the end market applications are very large. Markets have diversified compared to the past. And memory and storage is now delivering increasing value to the end applications. You know, if you look at, for example, AI servers in cloud operations, AI servers actually, the cloud operators are able to command higher value on a per hour basis for their services that they provide on AI servers. AI servers need 6 times more flash storage, actually 6 times more DRAM storage, and 2 times more flash storage compared to a standard server. So what I'm trying to highlight here is that the value that memory and storage today create for end market applications is greater than ever. And that's why the need in this data economy today for memory and storage continues to increase, continues to be in multiple end markets. And we are in very, very early innings of AI, right? So you can well imagine, you know, it's very simple to understand that artificial intelligence, machine learning trends will benefit from more data. And if you can draw deeper insights from the data and draw it faster, you will make the AI algorithms smarter and more valuable. So how do you do that? You work on a lot of data. That data is again lives in our products that Micron makes. So you are absolutely correct that over the course of last 10 years, the value of memory and storage has increased as the end markets have diversified, as the computing platforms, the compute engines have become faster and more relevant for the kind of AI algorithms, kind of applications that exist today. Now they're able to use data more in more meaningful ways than ever in the past, and that's driving greater need for data solutions.
It's quite timely because I think just recently we celebrated the man on the moon, and you know the machines that were sent up to the moon are, you know, the numbers, if you look at it today, you know, our smartphones should be able to go to Mars if you look at the numbers.
You're absolutely right. I mean, smartphones today actually have more compute capability than the, you know, the first landing on the moon. They have more storage than what existed at that time. So no doubt that, you know, it's exciting times.
So there are various different industries now that require this, I guess, this you know, forms of new capabilities and technology. And you mentioned, you know, the automotive, the consumer, the data centers. What is your biggest percentage of the pie? In which sector are you really focusing at? Or are you just trying to conquer all of them?
So Micron is, as I mentioned, participating in all of these diversified end markets, right? We are a global powerhouse when it comes to semiconductor memory and storage solutions. And yes, absolutely. I mean, we are a strong provider of solutions for PCs, for smartphones. Our business has grown a lot over the course of last 3 years in data center and cloud because the demand for memory and storage solutions in cloud applications and data center applications has gone up, and memory and storage has become critical there. Graphics, another growth market, you know, for our solutions. When we industrial and automotive, you know, automotive is another large growth market because the content per automobile is increasing for DRAM and flash storage. So Micron is a supplier in all of these well-diversified end markets.
So how are you able to play in all of these fields? Because, you know, they're all large industries, and don't they require certain types of specifications?
That is right. You know, these end markets require different kind of products, different specifications. For example, applications such as smartphones and, you know, other IoT devices also require very low power, right? They also require high performance. They require good energy efficiency, basically good balance of power and performance. Whereas graphics, gaming requires high bandwidth application. Data center requires high bandwidth as well. PC requires different kind of memory. Automotive requires, you know, huge temperature range. This is where Micron's leadership is, that over 40 years we have built such rich expertise that we are able to have a broad product portfolio to address the various diversified end markets. And we are able to do so because over 40 years we have built deep customer relationships as well in these end markets. Customers really trust Micron to provide them with the kind of solutions they need, with high quality that we have, with our well-diversified global supply chain, and of course, a very innovative product portfolio that meets their requirements. You need to be able to do all of these things to make a company as successful as Micron is today.
So you mentioned AI, we're, you know, really just at the beginning of what probably is going to be another revolution, right? And one of the things with AI, as you mentioned, is that it needs data. And there's a lot of sensitive topic around data and, you know, how data is being transmitted, especially with 5G, and, you know, data will be going up to the cloud and transferring to millions of data points. One area that seems to be able to solve that worry is edge computing. So it, you know, processes data at the heart of the device itself, so it doesn't get transmitted. Is that an area that you see will be an exponential growth in just memory solutions?
Yeah, there is no question, just like you noted, right, that yes, you know, there are a lot of intelligence in the cloud, but yes, a lot of intelligent devices at the edge. And 5G enables greater, more innovative devices as well because of the sheer capabilities that 5G provides. 5G is going to be fast and vast, right? Billions of devices, not millions, billions of devices will be able to connect through very low latency and fast communications, 10 to 30 times faster than 4G, which means it's not just something for smartphones. It's even also 5G will be used for machine-to-machine communication. This definitely means that devices at the edge will be generating, using, processing, and storing a lot of data. And so devices at the edge will certainly be a major growth driver in the years ahead in terms of consumption of both memory and storage. And yes, I mean, you will see increasing usage in many of these device applications of greater memory and greater storage, more DRAM and more flash in these edge devices.
Is it right?
So IoT is also, just like 5G, just like AI, you know, we are barely seeing the tip of the iceberg. Same way IoT is also in very early days. That's why these trends will drive, you know, really long waves of increasing demand for data solutions for years to come.
We'll take a short break. You're listening to my chat with Sanjay Mathrotra. He's the CEO of Micron Technologies when he made a visit to Penang recently. And we'll continue in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Be free, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and today I am playing you an interview I did earlier with Sanjay Mathrotra. He's the CEO of Micron Technologies when we were both in Penang. Sanjay flew in all the way from the US, and I just came from Tamantun, which is not that far. While we were talking about memory and storage industry that is powering the next gen of technology like artificial intelligence and 5G. Picking up from where we left off, is it right to say that memory and storage is the heart of artificial intelligence if we were to put it into a human body form?
This is actually exactly what I say, that memory and storage is really the heart of the AI revolution. If CPU is the brain, and let's say connectivity, fast connectivity is the nervous system, memory and storage is absolutely the heart of these trends of the future.
And where's Malaysia in this race? And just the region itself, how do you look into the region? I know you've got centers in Singapore as well. And when you look at the pace of innovation that's happening, just as you mentioned, right? Where is Malaysia? Are we ready for this challenge that, you know, is already here?
So these are very, very early years of these trends. And, you know, yes, there is exciting growth already in this, but this growth will be there for a long time. And we like to say Micron's vision is transforming how the world uses information to enrich life. And when we look at applications such as healthcare, you know, such as cancer research, or radiologists relying on bit-by-bit image analysis to assist them in diagnosis of the diseases and coming up with the treatment plans, data will play an integral role in whether it is healthcare, whether it is medical research, or transportation, or smart factories, or smart cities, or humans communicating with each other. Data is going to play a very, very important role. So some of these trends will touch all aspects of humanity in all countries around the globe at varying times and various degrees. It will be providing benefits. So I'm sure that the society here in Malaysia too will absolutely be benefiting with these trends. Just like over the last many years, you have benefited, just like the rest of the world, from the mobility revolution. So I do not think that the AI revolution or 5G will leave anybody untouched. I truly believe that it will benefit humanity. Of course, while we'll have to make sure that aspects related to data privacy and, you know, all ethical use of AI is managed well, you know, those are challenges and opportunities. But the point is, these are the trends that will really transform our lives today in ways that we can't even imagine. And yes, the solutions of what Micron makes is very much going to be at the heart of this, because data is going to be at the heart of this, and we design solutions to help you process data and to help you store data.
So you are building the Micron Center of Excellence for SSD here in Penang. How does that fit into your agenda?
Very important. I mean, Micron is a global supplier, and as a global supplier, we actually have operations in 18 different countries. And now we of course, and within Malaysia, have already been having operations out of Muar. And now we are establishing our operations here in Penang as well. And we plan to build Penang as the center of excellence for SSD manufacturing. Eventually have wafers come in and SSDs go out of the factory here. We actually just began our operations in February of this year, and we have already hired more than 400 team members here in Penang, and we have already begun production here in Penang while we are still constructing our actually eventual permanent factory here, and which will go into operation sometime later, in the later part of calendar year 2020. We look at adding another 2,000 jobs, you know, or total of 2,000 jobs over the course of next few years, and making this into a center of excellence for our SSD operation. Penang has really tremendous talent available from the point of view of manufacturing capability. Colleges and universities are able to provide new college graduates, and Micron really believes in recruiting new college graduates. We would be engaging with the universities here to prepare, help them prepare the curriculum and prepare the talent that really will meet the future needs of Micron. And of course, we'll be working with the community to help the community with the issues and causes that are important to the community. So we really look forward to being a major force here in Penang to bring SSD solutions as well as appropriate DRAM module manufacturing in order to meet the growing needs of our customers. So Penang is going to be an important part of our well-diversified global manufacturing network. Micron has manufacturing operations in Singapore, certainly in Taiwan, in Japan, in China, and now increasing our operations here in Malaysia as well. In addition to more, expanding our operations in Penang.
Couple more questions, Sanjay. One is, what's your vision that, you know, since we're entering into a new decade in a couple of months' time, what do you foresee is going to happen in the next 10 years? What are you looking at?
I think next 10 years, we'll be seeing, you know, 5G, which is just starting to get deployed over the course of next several years. You know, 5G will really be transforming the world. I really believe that it will provide a major wave of growth to the semiconductor industry. Over the next decade, I think trends of AI and ML are going to be very, very exciting as well. Again, in terms of what it means to human life, as well as what it means to new business opportunities, new business models, greater productivity of, you know, businesses in all end market verticals, going from transportation to financial to medical, right? Over the course of next 10 years, of course, I think autonomous vehicles, I think more and more autonomous features will be very exciting opportunity. And you are going to see AI and ML getting applied in smart manufacturing as well. In fact, we are already starting to apply AI and ML in smart manufacturing in our factories today. We believe we are at the forefront of that. And I think these will be great opportunities in the future to drive greater productivity in manufacturing operations as well.
It's hard to predict what's going to happen in the next 10 years because every, you know, step that we take, it's a big leap forward. So, you know, it's really difficult to predict.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, the impact that mobility is going to have on our lives could not have been predicted. So you're absolutely correct. Technology is moving and changing lives and changing the world at such a ferocious pace that, yes, it is hard to predict everything that's going to be happening 10 years from now.
So with that in mind, though, how does Malaysia get itself prepared for this? We don't want to get left behind. We're in this triangle of emerging countries that's able to leapfrog us, and yet we're still, you know, trying to follow the developed countries that's, you know, neighboring down south in Singapore and Taiwan and Hong Kong and so forth. So what do we need to know and what do we need to do in order to be able to stay ahead of this game and not be left behind?
So, you know, certainly technology is the major force that will be driving the future economies and future life on the planet. And, you know, for Malaysia, just like any other country, it is important to embrace the change that technology is going to bring about and be prepared to deal with that, but also be a part of it. And to be a part of it absolutely requires increasing support of STEM education, preparing a pipeline of workforce that is talented and has understanding of STEM and can contribute to the advancement of STEM. Malaysia as a country can certainly support advanced research that is going into the STEM fields as well, so that, you know, it can drive certain thought leadership, certain innovation capabilities in certain, you know, specific potential verticals. You know, Malaysia needs to decide, you know, what are the areas. But I think supporting research, supporting education in STEM, attracting industries that are at the forefront of the technology, and of course, deploying adoption of technology across the board to drive greater productivity and to strengthen the lifestyle of the citizens of the country. I think these are all the kind of areas where, you know, with greater interaction between industry, between government and the universities, I think, you know, Malaysia can certainly enjoy the benefit that this wave of technology is going to bring to the world.
Sanjay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was my conversation with Sanjay Mathrotra. He's the CEO of Micron Technologies, talking about how memory and storage is powering the next gen of new technologies like artificial intelligence and also 5G. And if you missed any parts of this conversation, you can download the podcast now at bfm.my or get the BFM app. And we're also on Spotify. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and you've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. How many apps have you used today? You probably think it's just a few, maybe half a dozen at most. Take a look at the open apps on your computer and smart devices. Email, messaging, spreadsheets, documents, file storage, contacts, cameras, photos, social media, music, video, and maybe even maps. Often with multiple apps for each of these services. As the line between business and personal use blurs ever more finely, we frequently use devices and apps in situations they weren't explicitly designed for. That can lead to security risk and data exposure and critical information being spread across multiple locations. TM1's hyper-connected ecosystem provides uncompromised data security made possible by TM1, offering you speed, security, and peace of mind. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.